نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Inshallah, this is going to be a continuation of the explanation of the book Manhaj al-Salikin by Sheikh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala. Still on inheritance, the Sheikh says, وَإِذَا اجْتَمَعَتْ فُرُوضُ تَزِيدُ عَلَى الْمَسْأَلَةِ بحيث يثبت بعضهم بعضا عالت بقدر فروضهم. What does this mean? It means if you have فروض. فروض is a plural of the word فرض. The plural of the word فرض. فرض is شيئ. شيئ. So we know the furu that we have. We have 1 over 2, we have 1 over 3, we have 1 over 4, we have 1 over 6, we have 2 over 3, we have 1 over 8. So these are the 6 furu that we have. 1 over 2, 1 over 3, 1 over 4, 2 over 3, 1 over 6, and 1 over 8. So these are the furud. So we said the seventh one is what is called Shaykhul Bati. That is 1 over 3 of what is left, 1/3 of what is left. And this is in the case of the Umariyyah thing, as the scholars have mentioned. But this is goes back to 1 over 3. The change is still called 1 over 3. So the Sheikh says, وَإِذَا اجْتَمَعَتْ فُرُودٌ If you have فُرُود, if we have فُرُود, تَزِيدُ عَلَى الْمَسْأَلَةِ That are more than the مَسْأَلَةِ than what we have on ground. بحيث يسقط بعضهم بعضا in such a way that they will be affecting one another. عالت بقدر فروضهم that this would increase in accordance with their فروض. Somebody is supposed to inherit us. A share will be affected somehow. We still say he has inherited half, but what we will be getting will be less than half, because the furu that we have are more than what is on ground. Take for instance, you have six things, for instance, to be shared by 7 people. How are you going to do this? Huh? They said they give you 6 items and they ask you to share it among 7 people. You know, for you to do just, you can't give them one. One person will be left without anything. How this is clear? So how are you going to share the 6 items among the 7 people? This is just a kind of similitude. So the fruit, the sheaves, are more than what is on ground. So this, the scholars will say, is the other two, fi siham wa naqsun fil ansiba. There is increase in the shears. There is what? Increase in the shears. And there is going to be reduction in the portion. Increase in the shears wa naqsun fil ansiba. Reduction in the portion. So what will be your portion? Will be reduced, because the shears are more than what is on ground. The shears are more than what is on ground. So each one will have to be affected. You have to give part of your portion so that the other person can also get his own portion. You give up part of your portion so that the other person will get part of his own portion. So everybody will be affected. Everybody will be affected. So this is what is called al-awl. Now al-awl in the Arabic language means az-ziyada, increase. Al-awl in the Arabic language means az-ziyada, increase. I will refer a watch or elevation. That is meaning of what? Awl. Another meaning is al-awl can also mean something of poverty, can mean poverty. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, watch, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, innama al-mushrikuna najasun, fala yaqrabu al-masjid al-harama ba'da amihim hada, wa in khiftum aylatan. Allah addressing the believing ones in Mecca, or addressing the believing ones, the Muslims, that they should not allow the mushrikun to come to Mecca anymore. They shouldn't allow them to come to Mecca anymore, because they are what? Najas, they are impure. So Allah said, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ عَيْلَةً فَسَيُغْنِيكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. If you are afraid of poverty, you fear poverty, that when you do not allow them to come to Mecca, you are likely to get poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to enrich you from his bounty. That is, the mushrikun, they will come, they will bring commodities to sell. The Muslims, they profit from that. So preventing the mushrikun, the idolaters, from coming to Mecca is like blocking a source of income for the believers. So Allah said, you should not fear poverty, because I have prevented the mushrikun from coming to Mecca. So the shine there is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ عَيْلَةً عَيْلَةً poverty. So عَيْلَةً can also be what? From عَالَة. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ عَيْلَةً, that is if you fear poverty. So it can also mean that. Likewise, it can mean al-zulm wal-jawr, injustice. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَبَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ. Allah says, إِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَلَّا تَعُولُوا عَلَى يَعُولُوا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, This is adna, that is the least that you can do. Allah ta'ulu, Allah tajuru, so that you will not be unjust. You won't treat them unjustly. So this also means what? It means injustice. It also means injustice. So al-aila or al-aul can mean increase, can mean injustice, can mean what? Poverty. So this is what the linguistic meaning of the word aul. But the one that has to do with the topic al-aul in ilm al-miraf is al-ziyada. That is the linguistic meaning that has to do with the ilm al-miras, that is the knowledge of inheritance, is what? Which one? Al-ziyada, increase. So, and that's why we said al-aul ziyadatun fi siham wa naqsun fil ansiba. Increase in shears, that is, we have more shears than what is available to be stored, to be shears. So more shears, we have more shears than what is available to be shared. So the other two fee as the hand will not soon feel answerable. So what will result, what this will result is what? Is having what? Reduction in the portion of each of the people who have furood, who have shares. So this will be clearer. During the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this issue of al-aul didn't come up. It didn't come up during the time of Abu Bakr. It came up during the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, where there was a case, for instance, of a woman, a mother. What is the share of a mother? A mother, not a wife. 1/3 or 1/6. When is she taking 1/3? When there is no child, and when the mother takes 1/3 when there is no child, that is, the deceased does not leave behind a child. And when we do not have two siblings or more, when we do not have two siblings or more. So if the deceased has two siblings or more, the mother can take 1/3. She will take what? 1/6. So she takes 1/6 of the bequest when there is a child and when we have two or more siblings. Hope that is clear. And she takes 1/3 when there is no child and when there are two or more siblings. She takes 1/6 when there are two or more siblings. When there are no two or more siblings, she takes what? 1/3. Is it clear? Is it clear? So we have a deceased leaving behind a mother. Are you with me? Leaving behind a husband. What is the inheritance of the husband? Half. Or? 1/4. When is he taking half? When there is no child. When there is no child. When is he taking 1/4? So a woman died, leaving behind a mother, a husband, and a sister. A sister, a paternal or a maternal sister. What is the inheritance of the paternal or the paternal or full sister? What is the inheritance? The paternal or full sister? Half. Huh? Half. Okay, what do we have now? We have half. Half. What's the husband taking there? What is the paternal or the full sister taking? Half. What is the mother taking? 1/3. 1/3. So what we have now is, are you with me? So we have 1/3, we have 1/2, we have 1/2. How do we do the ta'asil al-mas'ala? What will be the aslu, the basis now, the basis of the mas'ala? How do you get that? We have 1/2, 1/3. The scholars of the past, what they have, what they call an-nisabu al-arba'u, that is four correlations, so to say. So they look at these things, they look at the denominators, they look at the what? The denominators. So 1/2, 1/2, 1/3. So the denominators, if you look at 2 and 2, they are what? They are similar. So you take one out of the two. So now we are having what? 2 and 3. 2 and 3, they are not similar. Huh? So, and 2 cannot go in 3 without fraction, have it? So there will be remainder. So in this case, and you can't do the work, work of 2 and 3. Is there anything that can divide 2 and 3? That can go in 2 and 3? No. So in this case, you multiply 2 by 3. It gives you what? 6. So this they call what? They call tabayunu. They say what? The nisba between 2 and 3 is what? Tabayunu. They are different. 2 can't go in 3 without human. They are not similar. So in this case, you do what? Dorbu of 2 in 3. And that will give you what? 6. So 6 will be the aslu al-mas'ala. Are you with me? 6 will be the aslu al-mas'ala. So this is where the scholars of the past will do it. And yes, if you read the books of Miraf, they still apply things like this. They look at it. The ones that are similar, from among the, you look at the denominators, the ones that are similar, like you're having what? 1/2, twice here, you just pick one. Out of the two. Then you look at if one is what can go in the other one easily. Like, let's assume that you have 1/2 and 1/4. 2 and 4. 2 can go in 4 easily. So instead of picking 2, now you pick what? 4. So this is called what? This is called tadakhul. Tadakhulu. We have tamathulu. If they are what? The same, like 1/2, 1/2. You pick it. 1 of what? The 2. So we have what? Tadakhulu. Like 2 and 4. Like 6 and 3. That is called what? Tadakhulu. Then we have tawafuku. If one cannot go in the other, but there is something that what? That can go in two of them. There is a number that can go in two of them. Take for instance, if you pick 4 and 6, 1/4, 1/6. So 4 can go in 6 without remaining, have it? 2 can go in 4, 2 can go in 6. So in this case, if it's 2 and 6, or 4 and 6 that you have, you pick half of the 2 that can go in 4. You pick the 2, then what? You multiply by the other one. That's eh? You have 4 and 6. What is half of if 2 goes in 4 and 2, you multiply it by 6, it gives you what? If you pick 6, how many times will 2 go in 6? 3. You multiply, if you multiply it by 4, it gives you what? 12. So this is called Tawafuk. Are you with me? This is called Tawafuk. 4 and 6. 4 can go in 6 direct, but 2 can go in both of them. So you pick 2, and 2 in 4, 2. Multiply by 6, it gives you 12. So if it is 6, you pick 2 in 6, 3. Multiply by the 4, it gives you what? 12. This they call what? Tawafuk. Then the fourth one is Tabayunu. It can't go in each, so they are not similar. There is nothing that works that can go in both of them. So in this case, you just multiply direct. You multiply direct. Are you with me? Like 2 and what? 3. 2 and 3 gives you what? 6. So this is called Al-Mithlabu Al-Arba'u. Today, we just say what is the FCM. What is what? The FCM. So let's go back. So we have half, and what? And 1 over 3. Half, and 1 over 3. So what do we do now? What is the FCM of 2, 2, and 3? 6. So if you want to use the old method, you say what? 2 and 2, we have 2, 2, we drop 1, it remains 1. 2 and 3. So there is nothing that can go except what? Multiplication, you multiply, 6. Are you with me? Now it's 6 now. Now somebody is to take half of 6. Half of 6, are you? Who is the person? The husband is taking half of 6. That is what? What is half of 6? 3. And is another person taking half of 6? Who is that? The sister. What is that? 3. Well, what will the mother take? Nothing. And the mother, you can't drop the mother. So in this case, you have to what? Expand it. You have to expand it. So the mother is to take what? 1 over 3. What is 1 over 3 of 6? 2. That means you have to add 2 to the 6 to become what? 8. So in this case now, you give them, the one who is supposed to take 3, you give him 3 of 8. 3 of 8 and 2 of 8. Is it clear? So this is what Omar arrived at. This is what Omar arrived at together with the other companions. Abdullah ibn Abbas of the line was not convinced with this. Or he was somehow convinced, but not really convinced. After the death of Omar of the line, he raised objection to that. He raised objection. So to him, he said, what should be done is that if you look at the mother, the mother is either inheriting 1 over 3 or 1 over 6. Are you with me? The mother is either inheriting 1 over 3 or 1 over 6, depending on the situation. The husband is either inheriting 1 over 2 or 1 over 4. Is that clear? The sister is either inheriting what? Huh? The sister is either inheriting 1 over 2. Or at times, she may be dropped. At times, she may be dropped. She may be dropped. And at times, ta'asib with the brother. Are you with me? So, he believes that what should be done in a situation like that, just example, in a situation like this, is that one who is supposed to be dropped should be dropped. The sister is not as strong as the mother and the husband. Because the mother is never dropped. The mother is never dropped. The husband is never dropped. The sister can be dropped in one situation or the other. Ta'asib. Huh? Can also happen to her. So in this case, you give each one, you give the person is supposed to take half, the husband, he takes his own half, don't touch. The mother takes what? one of our thoughts. Then you know anyone what? Huh? What is left? Half? What is left? No.
One.
That is one of our six. Will be given to you? Given to you? To the sister. Are you with me? So this is the sharing of Abdullah bin Abbas with Allah. That is the one who is going to suffer it is the sister. Because at times something can happen to her that the woman will stop her from inheriting. But the husband, the mother will not be what prevented from inheriting. So somebody, it was said that Abdullah bin Abbas was said to, but why couldn't you say this out during the time of Umar? He said, Umar radiallahu anhu is somebody that has this awe. You know, you have the haiba, the awe. It's somebody that you fear. So coupled with the fact that maybe the issue wasn't that clear to Abdullah bin Abbas for the line. However, this position of Ibn Abbas for the line was not favored by scholars over what? Over years, centuries. Rather, people take to the principle of Al-Awn. They take to the principle of Al-Awn. So the share that you are supposed to add, you add to each. Then we now give out the share based on what you have. Is it clear? Is it clear? So it is good to quickly say this as well. Since we know the usul, who can remind us of the usul? Usul al-masail. Usul al-masail. That is the basis of the matters, of the issues, the basis. We have mentioned them, some of them. We have what? One over two, one over three, one over four, one over six, one over eight, two over three. So, if these are what the furoot, then the usul, the basis. So, the basis. Are you with me? Now, these are the furoot that we have. So we have two, three, and what? Four, six, eight. No, I'm talking about the denominators now. Two, three, four, six, eight. So these are what? How many are there? Five. Now two, there is no owl in two. There is no owl in two. Two cannot increase. The example that we gave now, we just gave. What is that? No. Not this now. The example of the owl that we gave. Six, are we? We have a situation of what? Six. After we look at two, three. We say the SM is what? Six. Is that clear? We say the SM is six. But when we want to divide six or share six among the three people, we see that no. It must be eight, not six. So that's why we add two to each to make what? Eight. So I'm give the husband three of six that's supposed to take before, which has become three of eight now. Are you with me? We give the sister 3 of what? 3 of 8. Are you with me? Then we give the mother 2. 2 over 8. We give the mother 2 over 8. Ordinary supposed to watch 2 over 6. That will be foolish. That of the sister supposed to watch 3 over 6. Huh? Why that of the husband supposed to be 3 over 3 of 6? Huh? 3 of 6. Is it clear? So I'm asking now, what is the master be asking here? 6. So and 6 is one of the numbers that we have, 1 over 6, the 6. We have 1 over 2, 1 over 3, 2 over 3, 1 over 4, 1 over 6, 1 over 8. So if you look at it, we have what? 2, 3, 4, 6, 8. I said, when we are talking about how old, that is for some people increase, 2 cannot, doesn't fall under it. Likewise, 3 doesn't fall under it according to most scholars. According to most scholars. Except those who believe that the mother can inherit 1 over 3 in the presence of the female siblings. And you know, we say, what if you have 2 siblings or more, the mother will inherit 1/6. Now, there is an opinion from, Muaz bin Jabal or so, that says what? Something different. But that's just by the way. The 3 does not increase. Likewise, 4 does not increase. 6 increases. Are you with me? 6 increases. 8 does not increase. 8 does not increase. Now 6 increases. Are you with me? To 7. 6 increases to 7. It also increases to 8, as we have it in that example. It can also increase to 9. It can also increase to 10. So 6 can increase to 7, 8, 9, 10. We have given example of what 6 increasing towards 8. Are you with me? Now another one is 12. You know, 12 is not it's not part of the original listing, but it's another ask we gave. So 12 can also increase. Another one is what? 24. 24 can also increase to 27. So inshallah, when the author is bringing examples, this will be clearer to us. But just know that 6, 12, and what? 24. 6, 12, and 24 increase. Other ones do not increase. 6, 12, 24 increase. 6, 12, and what? 24 increase. So this is called what? Al-Aun. Are you with me? So let me take it again. وَإِذَا اجْتَمَعَتْ فُرُودٌ if we have shears تَزِيدُ عَلَى الْمَسْأَلَةِ that is more than the mas'ala. That is more than the what? The mas'ala that we have on ground. بِحَيْثُ يُسْكِتُ بَعْضٌ بَعْضٌ in such a way that what? They will have to make one another drop. Or some of them will make the other drop. عَالَتْ بِقَدْرِ فُرُوبِهِمْ it will increase in accordance to what? Their furud, their shares. Is that point clear? Is it clear or not? Now let's look at this example. Somebody dies and he leaves behind two sisters, two paternal sisters, or sorry, two full sisters. What is their share ordinarily? Two-thirds. And a husband. Half. And a mother. They can't be 1/3 because the two sisters will affect the mother. So what do you have? Do you know how to do it, Abby? We have what? Two-thirds? Uh-huh.
1/2.
1/6. Now two-thirds. Two-thirds. We have 3 and what?
2 and 6.
How do we do it? If you want to apply the nisbah that I talk. This will be 3 will go in 6, have
you?
So what will be the distance now? The absolute will what? The absolute will be 6. Because if you 2 and 3, 2 and 3 will be what? 6. Huh? Because 2 and 3, you can't what? 2 can't go in 3. So what do you have to do now? You multiply it. So you have 6. We have 6 again. So you pick 1/2. Correct? So the basis would be what? 6. Now somebody is to take half. Half of 6 is what?
3.
So you have what left? 3. You have 3 left. Somebody is to take 2/3.
4.
So meaning what? We are weighing 1 now.
Yeah.
Huh? Minus 1. Correct? So then somebody should take 1/6.
1.
What is that again? 8. That's 8. So what do? We treat it the same thing. I hope this is clear. Okay, another example. We have two maternal sisters. What is their inheritance? 2 maternal sisters.
1/3.
2 maternal sisters, 1/3. That's their inheritance. When are they inheriting 1/6? Or 1/3 rather. When there is no child and there is no father. When there is no child and what? No father. Are you with me? So we have 1/3. No mother. Okay, we have 2 full sisters. 2/3. 2 full sisters. 2/3. So we have 1/3. 2/3. And we have what? A husband. Write them down first. We have a husband. So what do we have? A husband. A husband is what?
1/2.
2 full sisters. What about the maternal sisters? 1/3. So do that. Huh? The asking is what? 6. Okay. What's supposed to be? What is supposed to be? Huh? Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. We have a husband. We have the same thing.
Nine.
So you see the way 6 has increased to what? 9. So like that. So if you go to the books of Mirah, you see examples given. You know, this manager style came with us. A brief, just to give an example, but I'm just, if you go to detailed books, you see the way it increases. I'm just trying to tell us that 6 can what? Increase to 7, to 8, to... Okay, we have a case. A husband, are you with me? What's the inheritance? 1/2. We have a full sister, No. One over two. Then we have a paternal sister. A paternal sister. Why not? No, full sister doesn't block. Full sister. Full paternal sister and a full sister. When is the paternal sister going to inherit the kulat as we say? Huh? Okay, what can you say about the letter of faith that is completing to touch? Who are those that inherit 1/6 to complete to touch? The full sister joined the daughter, a daughter. And a full sister, if they are together, what does the daughter take? What is the full sister going to take? 1/6 to what? To complete? Are you with me? Ordinarily, if the full sister is in loan, she takes what? Half. If the daughter is in loan, she takes half. But now we have a full sister and what? And a daughter. So in this case, the full sister can take what? Huh? So, no, if they are the only ones that are left. So in this case now, we have your husband, full sister, paternal sister. Tell me the reason. Half and 1/6 and what? Half. What do we have there now? So,
seven.
So the husband is taking half, the full sister is taking what?
Half,
and the partner sister is taking what? So you are doing it. What do we have?
Seven.
Uh-huh. So now the full sister is going to take what? She's supposed to take three before. Now with three of seven, Abby. Three of seven now. The husband is supposed to take what?
Three.
Now with three of seven. Then the partner sister will take what?
One
of seven. Is it clear? So the issue of taking letters will say those that will make it. They have a full sister and what? So both of them we can't treat them. No. I'm talking of we have a full sister and a partner sister. A full sister and a partner sister. Both of them are sisters. They are supposed to what? Inherit to touch. But they can't share it equally. Because one is aqua, is what? Is stronger. Because she's connected to the deceased through what? Father and mother. While the other one is connected to the deceased through father only. So in this case, she's going to take 1/6, why the other one will take what?
Half.
So both will watch to touch. Just like the case of the daughter and the granddaughter. The daughter and the granddaughter. Both of them, the two daughters are supposed to take to touch. Correct? Two daughters or more are supposed to take to touch. Now we have two daughters, but they are not on the same level. One is what? Is higher. So in this case, the granddaughter from a male child is going to take what? 1/6. So if you have a daughter and a full sister, they take what?
Half.
Are you with me? A daughter, half. A full sister, half. You have a daughter and what? Partner, sister, they take what?
Half.
Are you with me? So the issue of who is to take what? 1/6 in order to complete to touch. Please don't let us forget this. So I brought example of 6 going to 7, 6 going to 8, 6 going to what?
9.
So if we go back to the books, you see this. So if you distribute, if you share, you know what is going on. But it is important, as I've always said, that one is good at mathematics before you can do hisab al faraij. Somebody may know they have the knowledge, so and so is going to take 1/3, so and so will take 1/2. But when it comes to the hisab, calculating it, that's another area. I said in the past they will use this Anisab al-Arba. But today some people have decided, okay, we can use what? SCM to what? To get this. Are you with me? So inshallah, let's stop here. Subhanaka Allah, alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
The first one is, where do we get the admission, the house that will be added to the deacon?
The admission?
Yes.
Well, I think it's clear from the explanation that we have not gone to the aspect of, somebody's having 1 million naira now. What you are talking about is the mathematical aspect of it. So somebody is to take half, somebody is to take 1/3, somebody is to take 2/3. How are you going to calculate this? So what will be the asrul mas'ala? So if you get the asrul mas'ala, how to do it? These are things that have been mentioned. So when you say where is the addition going to be gotten? So if what you mean is the additional money, you are not saying they are going to add more money. Somebody leaves behind a millionaire now. So where are they going to get more money? No, that is not the issue. How are they going to share the 1 million naira that the one who's supposed to take half of the 1 million naira? You know, half of the 1 million naira is 500,000. Another person is supposed to take what? Half again. Another person is to take 1/6. So half of 1 million naira is 500,000 naira. Half of 1 million naira is 500,000. So where are you going to get the remaining what? 1/6 of this is what we are talking about. So it's going to be affected. It's going to be affected. So the way we share that, the one is going to get 500 million naira is not going to get what? 500. Who can give us the calculation? Yes. What do you do to 1 million naira? You divide it into 7 places. Are you with me? So what is that? So 521 naira that we have divided into 7 places. So the one is supposed to take what? Half. Will not take multiply by 3. That one. Now let's bring it out. What's that? Two over seven. Right now 40,000. That's per share now. Somebody is supposed to take what? 3/7. That's multiplied that by 3. 400,000. So that's for the one supposed to take what? Half. Another person supposed to take what? Half. Multiply that by 2 now. So what is left? 854 minus 1 million. As you said. So that means the one who's supposed to take 1/6 will be taking what? 142,000. So the one who's supposed to take 3/6 before, which has now become what? 3/7 will take that. So like that. So this is the way they will share it. So it's not that one, instead of taking 500,000, now you can't take 500,000 anymore. You will take 400 and what? 425. I hope this is clear. So this is what we have not placed it on the actual money. So just the mas'ala first. And if it is 6, shifting to 8, the same thing. Shifting to 9, like that. Allah.
Someone's asking that why the Saudi government thinks that they will be using technology in banning the new practice. That's right. And also that they are not following the doctrine of the Islamia and Muhammad and the Wahhab.
Well, I think what the questioner wrote is not clear to the questioner himself. Now, when they use technology, that doesn't mean that they are throwing away the naked sighting. They are not throwing away the naked sighting. We have a telescope. When you use telescope, in order to sight the moon, it's like you are using what? Naked sighting. Only that the telescope is going to magnify the object. How this is clear? So the scholars, they give telescope the same ruling they give to what? To the eyes. How this is clear? But as for using astronomical calculation, that they use astronomical calculation, this is what they do not support, that the most scholars do not support. Yeah, there are some scholars who are clamoring for this, that it is more accurate than the naked sighting. Because at times when you say you sight the moon, it may be maybe an object in the space that you sight, not actually the moon. Maybe it's a spacecraft that you have seen, calling it what? A new moon. So they said it is more accurate to use the astronomical calculation. But a lot of scholars, they faulted this. Even 10 years, more than 700 years or close to 700 years ago, said the scientists or the astronomers can only tell you when the new moon will be born. When the new moon will be born. But they can't tell you when the new moon will be sighted by everybody. They can say it's likely to be sighted here. There may be what? Cloudiness in the sky. That will prevent some people from sighting it in a particular place. So, and that's why Islam has only asked us to watch, to fast when we sight the moon. Whether you sight it with a telescope or you sight it with your naked eye. But for somebody to say, okay, the new moon may be born, but when is it going to be sighted? So the scientists cannot say categorically that it will be sighted in so and so place. In all places. They can say some place, they can say what? Other places. They can talk about some places, they can talk about what? All other places. So and that's why I don't rely on that. Now, the issue of abandoning the Aqidah or the doctrine of Wahhabiyya or Ibn Taymiyyah, they never said that. They never said that. It is the enemies of the Salafi Dawah that are propagating this, that are championing this. What the Crown Prince said is that what they have clear evidence for in the Quran and the Sunnah, and what they have clear evidence for in the Mutawatir Hadith, they follow it. But as for Hadith Ahad that is authentic, they also follow. But in the Khabar, meaning what? The opinion of scholars, there is no binding on them to follow the opinion of scholars. This is what he said. So, and no scholars, not Bumbaz, not even Usaymi, not Muhammad Ibrahim, have said that it's compulsory on you to follow the opinion of Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab on issues, or the opinion of what? Ibn Taymiyyah on issues. They disagree with Ibn Taymiyyah on many issues. They disagree with Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab on many issues. But clear issues of Aqidah, so this, they agree with them on that. And the Crown Prince never said they are getting this. It is only on matters of faith that, you know, they have opinions, their own opinion. Their opinions aren't binding on them. This is what he said. Allahu Akbar. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Thank you.